The Saturday Agenda on ABC Local Radio and on ABC Grandstand Digital.
Sheridan missed it. Clancy Pearce selects the soccer off the ground. Worked out perfectly. Marked by Main, who thumps it towards right half forward. Going up, marking Walters. Pavlich going by. Receives the hand pass off the deck. Works it into Hannah. Hand pass onto DeBoer. He'll chip towards full forward. Simple as you like for Neil. And he'll put it into the second tier.
The margins were just so fine on Thursday night. For good portions of it, it looked like Collingwood would prevail. And in the aftermath, they still think they were the ones who'd earned most of the plaudits, but they came home empty-handed. The skipper is with us on the Saturday Agenda. Scott Pendlebury, welcome.
Thanks, mate.
What did you think, Scott, in the cold light of day? What did you think about Thursday night?
Initially, just walking off, I was really proud of the guys and how we handled the game, and also disappointment. I thought it was a game that got away from us, and we had our chances there in the end to pull it out, and we just weren't good enough on those occasions.
Did you feel like most of what you'd planned for, and that you were able to execute most of what you wanted to?
Yeah, I think we turned it into a real arm wrestle around the contest, and you know, with Sanderland, Fife, Neil, Mundy, you know, those guys can be so attacking around the stoppages because they get first use more often than not. And I thought, you know, it started with Whitsy for us in the middle. I thought he competed really hard all day. And, you know, in the end, they probably just got too much footy out of there. But, yeah, I felt like what we went over to achieve, to be in the contest and give ourselves a chance, we certainly did that.
So what does it tell you, do you think, about your place in the scheme of things?
Yeah, it tells me that our young guys are probably 10 or 11 guys that have never played in a game probably that hot before in their careers didn't look out of place, and they should take great confidence in that. And it also tells me that we've got another massive test on Friday night, probably of a different variety with Hawthorn, who moved the ball so quick and defend so well as well, and, you know, a high-powered, high-scoring team, that we get that challenge again in 7 days. So the boys have, you know, why it's good that we put in a good performance, we still didn't get the points, and we need to, you know, go out there again this week and work hard and prepare really well for Hawthorn. And we need to get the result this Friday night.
Scott Pendlebury with us on the Saturday Agenda with Mark McClure and Guy McKenna.
Scotty, Bluey here, mate. Just, yeah, you spent all the stats are fairly similar. You spent most of the time in front. Unfortunately, you know, the younger group, or the two sides going, you were clearly the youngest, you couldn't get across on the line. But it must have been, again, just for those boys, you know, the ones that are lacking experience, maturity, the physical and the mental maturity there I'm talking about, just to keep willing themselves to keep going against a side like Fremantle at their home digs, that must have been, from a skipper's point of view, really encouraging.
Yeah, it was. And I spoke to a lot of the guys that had probably never played Fremantle over in Subi before, just about, you know, what they found in the game and, you know, how intense it was. And it was pleasing with all of them that, you know, they all stood up and none of them looked out of place. They all had their moments where they looked really comfortable out there. So that's pleasing moving forward, that these guys, you know, are made of the right stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you go through the goal scores. Again, if you're so competitive, if you weren't at the game, you didn't see it, you didn't listen to it, and you go, gee, Collingwood really had a go. Wonder how Travis Cloke went, but didn't kick a goal, and you were more than competitive.
Yeah, we were. And I think, you know, both forward lines sort of struggled to an extent, with sort of Michael Walters the only one that really got off the leash. And those red time goals cost us in every quarter, and, you know, something we look back on, and, you know, the last 2 minutes of the first and the second and the third, they kick goals. And in a low-scoring game, that comes back to hurt you, and it certainly did on the night.
And Crispy's arrival, mate, that must you must look over your shoulder as a skipper. You've been at the club for such a long time. You've grown up with Swanee, a couple of your side bottom, all these, and he emerges from Brisbane, and he's almost just stepped straight up to the plate into his, you know, third or fourth year at the in the AFL system.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Him and Taylor Adams that have come in this year. Both guys run so hard both ways. They both love the contest, and you know, both players stood up on Thursday night over in Perth. And you know, still, I think both guys have, you know, maybe played. I think Chris has played about 15, 16 games, and Tay, I think, has played, you know, maybe 40. So they're still very early on their career, but showing all the right things.
Bucks, how was Bucks after the game? What was his words like?
Yeah, well, he didn't really speak to us too much after the game. He just quickly got us in and Said he was proud of our effort, but he felt that it was a game that we should have won, and you know, that he was disappointed that we didn't get the chocolates, but proud of the effort. And then you know, obviously we'll review it more on Monday.
You should have a look at the third quarter. It was outstanding. One of the best quarters of footy I've seen this year. Your defensive efforts were unbelievable for about the last 5 to 6 minutes. Sensational. So 90 tackles, enormous.
Yeah, it was. I think the pressure, we went over there and we knew that they're a good defensive side and a good pressure side, but we feel like, you know, they're our strengths as well. So we wanted to display that, and we did. And yeah, look, I think, you know, we walk away with confidence from the game, knowing we can match it with the best. But it's one thing matching it with the best, and it's another thing actually beating them. So, as I said, we get another chance against Hawthorn this week.
There's a little problem sometimes up forward. You've got a couple of goal kickers up forward in White and Cloak, and sometimes they're inaccurate. And White's one was 25 metres out dead in front, and that could have won the game for you. You know, I mean, it's deflating sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I think I spoke to Jesse after the game, and you know, it's never that last kick that wins or loses the game in that sort
of sense. I appreciate that.
You know, there's things that happen throughout the night. But, yeah, look, we'd obviously love Jesse to go back and kick that goal and, you know, give us a chance. I think if he kicks that, we're a point down with 2 minutes to go. And it would have been great to be in that position and see what had happened.
Yeah, I understand that. But they both got problems. And and crunch time, that's where the money's in it.
Yeah, you're right. I know, kicking those crucial goals. And I watched the footy last night and, seen Jack Riewoldt, he just went back with ease and put them through. So the forwards will keep working on it, and hopefully we get some reward for that.
Scotty, Jared grills Bucks every Monday night on 360. I just wanted to know how you, as a captain of the football club, how are you handling the situation around Josh Thomas and Lachie Keefe? Are you flicking them texts? Are you allowed to flick them texts? Do you talk to them? Do you sit and have coffee with them? What's your sort of level of engagement with those two boys?
Yeah, it's sort of just what the club's told us to do, which is, you know, give the boys the support they need, but at the same time, you know, let their legal team and lawyers handle it, because that's what's going to be best for them in the long run. But you know, I've been at the club obviously since they've started, so got good relationships with both boys and just hoping for the best.
Yep. And mate, just the last one from me. Now, you're down at the VFL. Yeah, you took middle and leg, and you couldn't be bothered to come into the ABC box today. So who are you actually looking for, mate? Because a lot of the, you know, Derek Hines walking around puffing out his chest. I mean, you've got another 4 or 5 first-round picks down there all foaming at the mouth to get into the senior side. But you must be excited about some of those young boys coming through.
Yeah, I am. It's quarter time down here, and, you know, both sides have got plenty of experience on the park. But Darcy Moore's playing really well, Matty Scharenberg, Ben Reid, Levi Greenwood. So we've certainly got some guys pushing up, and, you know, so far it's a good game. We're up by 3 goals at quarter time, and, yeah, looking forward to watching the rest of it.
What's your sense of Darcy Moore? When do you think he might get a crack at the seniors?
I'm not too sure. Obviously, Bucks makes those calls, but yeah, I'm really excited by the prospect of him. He took a massive grab in the first couple of minutes. I think he's had a hand in every one of our goals that we've kicked so far this game. So to me, he looks ready to go, but whether Bucks will appreciate me saying that or not, I'm not sure.
Scott, you looked a bit proppy getting back, and a bit of an interruption at the start of the second quarter. What's your physical condition out of the match?
Probably if you film me every morning the day after a game, I'd probably look like that. So just general soreness from the game, but I'll be fine for this week. And generally, body's going really well with the season. And I think it was sort of had that shoulder reconstruction. It was a blessing in disguise that I didn't take too many hits until sort of February. And the body's certainly better for that this time of year.
Scotty, what's it like playing against Nate Five?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Any time you can play against guys that are in that red hot of form and go out there and play against them, it's, you know, it's great. And I've always loved playing, you know, Chris Yard, Gary Ablett, Joel Selwood, you know, Luke Hodge, the list goes on. But anytime you get a chance to play against those guys and, you know, potentially even get the match up, it's great to play against them and test yourself against the best.
And he's in unbelievably rare form, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's a massive unit too.
Oh,
he could be a ruckman, I reckon. although they've got a fairly big ruckman there. So, and I think that makes him that much harder to stop as well, that around the clearances, you know, it's pretty much on his terms because he can move and knowing, you know, play the percentages, Sam Lance is probably going to get 8 out of 10 hits. So he's allowed to be so aggressive around there. And, you know, it's a fantastic player, though. Consistency this year has been outstanding.
Well done. Good weekend.
After the VFL this afternoon, will you sneak a peek at Hawthorn? How do you prepare for the Hawks on Friday night?
Yeah, I will. I've got the game on record at the moment. So yeah, I'll get after this one. I'll tune into that one and go watch and have a look and yeah, hopefully can pick a few things up.
Good stuff, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks.